Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Spanish conductor Pablo Heras Casado when he was in town to conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra. We talked about how he got into music, how he focused first on early music, then contemporary music, then everything in between. The program he was conducting with the orchestra featured the music of Tchaikovsky, Prokofiev, and Mendelssohn. I asked him about whether his background affected his approach to a program like this.
Oh, definitely. I think every single experience or aspect of my musical background, every style, every experience has a lot of influence into my musical artistic attitude. And of course, there's the early music, all the Renaissance polyphony and singing and all that is the ground of all the Western music, of course. I mean, every single line, phrase, the vertical relationship between consonances, dissonances come from there, and it was established there. And the sense of the cantabile, the sense of the line also. This affects not only early music, but also when I'm conducting Tchaikovsky or Prokofiev or Mendelssohn, everything is affected by these rules, let's say, that were established for the music at that time. And the same for contemporary music. I mean, there's a sense of, objectivity on the text and precision and accuracy and observation of what it's written, and which is very important, whatever the music you do.
It's interesting. I heard you say perhaps it was on one of your interviews on YouTube about your approach to rehearsing, and you say you look at the score, but then you go to the orchestra. Is it analogous to setting a dance on a dance company where you have the music and you have your approach, but then the particular orchestra helps shape it?
Of course, this is sometimes people think or even some other, I don't know, some other conductors think that you look at your score at your desk and then you have a very clear idea what you want to achieve, and this is what counts. This is only, let's say, 40% of it. You have ideas, you have to have strong ideas and projections on that piece or dreams, but then you have to count, of course, on the material you have. And this is not a limitation. On the contrary, this is an advantage. So when you arrive, like for me here, this is the first time conducting Philadelphia Orchestra, I don't have any previous idea or prejudice about what will be. And then suddenly I find something very interesting or something different, which is wonderful, to what I was thinking originally. What I want to do is to find this common place where we can be at the same level, that the musicians, they really believe strongly and trust about what we are doing together, and I do the same. So, and it's not about it's not about giving up anything. It's about building something new together, and any performance, any new approach to a symphony should feel like new. So I don't want to repeat what I did exactly with Vienna Philharmonic or what I did with my recording. I want to build a new experience, because what we offer to the audience, every concert is unique. And then this is only possible when both sides are open-minded and ready to rediscover a given piece. And this is the most exciting part of what we do.
You've been so busy in the last, 20 years. And congratulations, you were the Musical America's Conductor of the Year in 2014, mm-hmm. I understand. And there was a comment on their website that you've conducted many, many debuts in recent years. You're going all over the world. Do you have any driving passion? How do you keep it all together? How do you find balance? And is there something specific that you'd like to do, or particular direction in which you'd like to head?
Yeah, for me, to make choices and then to find my way, it's very important to know all the possibilities, all the different options. So to my motto, and also the things that was always driving me ahead, is that I need to know everything or as much as I can in order to make a very synthetic approach to everything. So in order to get experience and to know where I am with every repertoire, each orchestra, each experience I have, I always was feeling I needed to experience and to know everything. And of course, it was a time where for me it was very, very important to get as much experience as I could and to conduct everywhere and to get to know many different groups and bands and ensembles and new music ensembles and early music and everything. And to, but from my origins, going back to my origins, I think always someone devoted to one project, to one ensemble. I founded my own ensembles and I cared a lot about those ensembles. I was extremely involved in every aspect of those ensembles, in programming and in doing everything completely. And this is my ultimate goal. I like now more and more to be committed to a line of recordings, a line of a bunch of orchestras. I return every year to where we are building a relation and we know each other and we know what to expect to each other and what to project to the future. So this is what now, after these many years of experiences all over the world, this is my goal, to keep this intensity, but with many different families that I've been building in the last 20 years.
I wanted to ask you what music means to you, which seems to be a kind of fundamental question, but you take your music in so many different places. And in New York, I understand you do a subway series with the Orchestra of St. Luke's, and you're involved in a charity in Spain. Is music to you a way to reach people outside the concert hall?
Yeah, this is very interesting. More and more, when you reach a certain point, when I'm privileged enough to be more or less established conducting wonderful ensembles all around the world, and you have the chance of reaching more and more people and to break in some barriers or having some more influence rather than only, let's say, only between brackets, just doing beautiful performances, or at least the best you can. But you can have a bigger influence on the social aspect of music and helping others through music to have better conditions or better life or whatever you can do through music or through art, what we do. For me, this is very, very, very important, very satisfying now. And to devote time, especially us, I mean, we are in a privileged position that we can now give back something to society, give back something to the community. And so the more we can do in that sense and embracing society, embracing the world, I think the most important is our, you know, our life as an artist. And we don't, let's say, we don't save lives, or we don't, we are not scientific who could change, you know, make the life better in the, on that aspect. But I believe that we can do also people's life better by communicating some values. And for me, and more I feel this responsibility on what we do.
So music really can touch people on many different levels.
Of course. I mean, for me, music, it's not at all an entertainment. It's not something that you do as a plan and before going to dinner, after going to dinner. It's much more. It's a full experience, and it should change your life in one way or the other. It can change your life in a very fundamental way, you know, or even for a kid just playing the violin in a community orchestra could also save him from being elsewhere when they can find other dangers in the street. And I don't know, there are many dimensions that music can really help. I really believe that music can make life better.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.